Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Cardinals.
I mean, I feel like we got the same mentality every week. You go win a game because in this league, everybody can beat everybody. So we just got to prepare like we did the weeks before and try to go get a win.
Along those lines, how does Lamar kind of set the tone in that regard?
Just coming out and leading and having everybody ready for practice by telling us what he need during practice and what he see and how to run a route and how to do this. So just basically him doing what he do best, leading and taking over.
Chase, you know, is the only other guy to put 50 scrimmage yards up in his first 7 games. Did you expect this kind of fast start? What were your expectations coming in?
Honestly, it was just to go out, do my job, and get wins, and just do my part when the ball come to me and try to do what I do best, and that's run after the catch or get open, create separation, and play from there and go from there.
No,
I don't really feel like it, honestly. I feel like I got a lot more, I feel like I could do a lot more and try to get more, either more yards or try to help any way that I can. So it feel like I'm just playing right now and I'm out there.
You're playing with someone like Lamar who's extending plays, keeping plays going as long as he's able to. How beneficial is that to receivers and how tough is it for defensive backs to stay with you guys?
So it made defensive backs have to cover you two times, basically. And you got two chances to make, you know, get separation and get the ball. So we had a lot of scramble drills this year that we was able to catch touchdowns or just get a deep ball going, and that helped get the team going. So just having him do that is very important.
How much are you itching for your first touchdown stateside?
I'm gonna just let that one come to me. I ain't really itching for it. So whoever get it, I go celebrate with them, and I just wait for mine.
Curious, you had an impression obviously of what Lamar was.
I mean, just what he do, honestly, like just being out there, seeing him play is different on television because you just see stuff. But when you actually out there with him and you see the stuff that he do, like it's super impressive. And even in times you don't like seem like you don't have a chance to win with him on the field, you always got a chance to win. And the game never get out of hand with him.
I think you mentioned early in the season that the scheme was a lot, you know, reminded you a lot of college, a lot of spread formation stuff and things like that. How would you sort of, where do you feel like you're at in your learning process of knowing the scheme and being able to have an impact?
I think I'm doing a pretty good job with learning the scheme and running around and know what I'm doing. It just, we add a lot of new stuff, so every week I just got to be on top of it with detailed execution and just go out and do it.
Did you see it come together like it did a week ago? Does it feel like that is a launching point, or is it that kind of show like a ceiling of how good you guys can be, you know, four straight touchdowns to start the game?
Yeah, I don't think that's the ceiling. I think we could do more. I think that was just a start of what everybody, like you get a little taste of it. That was just a little taste, I think. I'll say more off the field. It's more taking care of my body. Like every Friday, like I go at Nelly and O and take care of, like get treatment, and we do like little things for our body to get prepared for the game. So that's probably the biggest part, just staying healthy.
All right. Cool.
Thank you.